T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for, what is today?
It was Thursday, the 18th of October. And what a show. Lots of food in this show. Plus, we take a look at the world in general and we scare the children.
Well, all right. Nightmares.
Yeah, from nightmare to candy corn to coffee's now good for you to the lotto to the food fest. I mean, we were doing it all today.
Storm Roberts picking up a Sunday paper wearing his bathrobe and
get your kids off
else.
My lawn. There we go.
That's scary.
That's a sight.
Wow.
So I don't need a burger for that.
Even I got grossed out.
So first off, we talked about coffee because you know there's a lot of studies have linked it to combating heart disease, cancer, dementia, diabetes. Actually, can be good for rosacea, which is a kind of a skin disease that causes some blushing of your face.
Right.
They actually had said that the people who drank 4 cups of coffee every day decreased the risk of rosacea by around 20% compared to those who had a cup of coffee once per month.
None of us know anybody that's only had 1 cup a month.
Really? That's like a smoker saying, I have only had 1 cigarette a month. I'm like, no, you don't.
Maybe
I like it's always like 1 a month or either 4 a day. There's no in between.
Yeah, really.
Maybe if you're in a prisoner of war camp, you get
one cup of coffee a month.
That's the torture. Yeah.
Researchers, and here's the thing, researchers have absolutely no idea how this works and stops rosacea. They theorize, though, that the caffeine somehow narrows the blood vessels that reduces the redness in the face. They want some more studies on it. But, you know, just another trumpet call for coffee and how it should be part of your diet.
Yeah, and then the next study will come out and say coffee's killing you.
Yeah, of course. Just like salt and everything. So the good news is that the life expectancy in the world is getting longer thanks to modern medicine.
But the bad news is you're probably going to need to move if you want to live any longer.
Right. This is actually from information from last year, a couple years ago. Scientists were able to analyze 250 causes of death to forecast a reasonable life expectancy for 300 countries coming up in the next 22 years. They found those that live in Spain are going to be those who live the longest on planet Earth.
I was really surprised with that.
Yeah, almost Spain. 86 years on average. Japan, number 2.
Yeah, I always thought Japan was number 1 at that, longevity. You know?
Kind of an odd one was Singapore.
Well, yeah, Singapore is very, that was interesting to me. I mean, I would have guessed European countries like Norway and Sweden and stuff because you always read articles about how they're happier than everyone else, you know?
Well, Switzerland did make number 4 and then Portugal number 5. So you got Spain and Portugal. That Mediterranean diet must be working pretty good there. For us here in the good old USA.
No, it's tapas. It's the small portions.
It's the small portions.
That's true. It might be. That's the lifestyle.
That's
the romance. Yes. It's the Spanish romance.
Well, come to the good old US of A here in America. We can expect to live 78.7 years on average. That's placed us 64th worldwide.
We're 64th. We're 64th.
They say basically it's because of our chosen diets, of course, high in saturated fats, low exercise, and tobacco and alcohol use.
Don't forget binge drinking.
Binge drinking, yeah. They did say that you could add upwards of 12 years to your life if you do these things. Quit smoking, maintain a healthy body weight, exercise, minimize binge drinking, and trading junk food for veggies.
And I'm willing to do several of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just cut your drinking back a little bit. That's all. Just a little bit.
Maybe one then. All right.
This was one that kind of creeped us out here because, be honest with you, you had a few glasses of beverage, you know what I mean, and you go to a fast food restaurant on the menu, it says, quote, clinically proven to cause nightmares. Would you buy it?
I don't think so. You know,
it's so crazy.
It sounds like a warning.
Yeah, Burger King, actually, that's how they're describing their new Halloween Nightmare King burger. It's going to come out in stores next week. It's a 1/4-pound beef burger topped with chicken, cheese, bacon, onions, and mayo on a green sesame bun.
Okay.
No, first it was the dark bun that led to other interesting colored things.
Yes.
And now there's a green bun with nightmares.
Now, they say that basically, this is the sign. They actually went and said that they hired went to a sleep diagnostic center to get the statistics and do some research. They say about 4% of Americans experience a nightmare every night. And what they found was those who had consumed one of these Nightmare King burgers had increased their nightmares by 3.5 times.
Okay.
They say that apparently the unique combination of the proteins and cheeses in the Nightmare King led to the interruption of the person's REM sleep. That's the rapid eye movement. That's where you get the majority of your dreams.
Well, isn't that when you like eat the pepperoni pizza at 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the same
thing. Heartburn.
Right? Yeah, right.
That's what I think,
heartburn is nightmare.
It's going to give you wallet burn as well. The Nightmare King is $6.39. Drink and fry not included.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an expensive burger for fast food.
That'll scare you right there.
Well, you have two camps of people in betweens here. You either like candy corn or you despise it.
Yeah.
I tend to believe it's somebody had called it Satan's earwax, and I would agree with that. I'm not a big fan of it.
That's so accurate. But that's such an accurate description.
It is. But apparently, candy cane fans, you actually have one that you can tout here. Candy corn fans. You can actually coax your anti-candy corn friends into eating it.
You're going to make a faux trail mix out of it and turn the lights down low.
Turn the dights down low.
Yeah.
And then what you want to do is you want to mix in your candy corn with either salted or unsalted peanuts.
I can kind of see where the salt would improve the flavor a little bit. Like when you put salt on chocolate, it makes it a lot better.
They say to have one piece of candy corn versus two peanuts actually makes it taste very similar to a payday candy bar, which is actually pretty good.
All right.
It's good until you start getting into the realm of like the pumpkin. You know, candy corn is candy corn, but then it has its like sister candy, which is like a thick pumpkin thing.
Yeah.
And all that. When you start adding all that, it's just too much.
By the way, they say that the peanut does not work with the pumpkin flavored one. So I guess they're too much. Whatever's inside the candy corn is too much into the pumpkin, but
you know, they there's no flavor but sugar in these things.
Yeah,
you know, it just tastes like high fructose corn syrup to me.
Yeah. So, and then we also talked about our dreams. Everybody's had dreams of winning the lottery,
especially with like $900 million. Is tomorrow's Powerball drawing?
Right? Yeah, the 19th of October.
No, Mega Millions tomorrow.
It's the second biggest jackpot in Powerball history, and it really kind of led to TD Ameritrade to ask lottery players what they would do if they were to win the money. We've all had this conversation.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, quitter jobs was not high in the list. Number one was they would share their prizes with their friends and their family.
Okay.
A report from the Journal of Gambling Behavior says that contrary to popular beliefs, winners do not engage in lavish spending sprees, unless you're Kanye, and instead you spend large amount of monies on your children, your charities of choice, and your church.
Huh. Usually you think when people are going to quit their job and then get fat.
Exactly.
Well, my knee-jerk reaction was probably to share some of it, though. You know, I have to admit, though, there are certain things. You were joking with me, Storm, because I was like, I'd maybe buy a house, but that's enough money to buy a whole island.
Yeah, I'm
thinking
you need to go island shopping for $900 million. Yeah.
They also say 21% said that they would invest for the future. That would be me. I'd be the most boring lottery winner on planet Earth. I would suck it all away and just keep it like a squirrel with nuts. 9% of people would quit their jobs, and that's kind of a caveat. They say that people that actually like their jobs, individuals with financially or psychologically rewarding jobs will continue to work regardless of the income. But those that have low-paying, semi-skilled, or unskilled jobs or just plain out hate it, are those ones that are going to quit?
Yeah, I could see that.
I totally understand
why
that.
Why would you keep working if you hate what you're doing? You know?
By the way, I love this odd. What was the odds, again, of winning the Mega Millions?
$302,575,350
to one ticket?
Yeah.
So you're saying I should buy more than one ticket and there's a chance?
There's 320 million people in the United States as of the 2017 census, so you have a pretty good chance.
Was it maybe Dumb and Dumber where he's like, so I still have a chance?
My favorite lines. Do you have a chance of dating? Is there once in a thousand? She's like, more like one in a million. So you're saying there's a chance.
He's a player.
So there's our show for today, Thursday, October 8th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.